Hey everyone, and welcome to a deep dive where we unlock the hidden superpowers of Excel. Get ready to go beyond basic spreadsheets because we're about to uncover some seriously cool features. These features are going to help you analyze data like a pro. You know, you might think you know Excel, but trust me, by the end of this deep dive, you'll be seeing it in a whole new light.
It really is amazing how many people underestimate the power of Excel. It's like a Swiss Army knife for data analysis. You can handle everything from simple calculations to complex financial models all in one place. And the best part is it's super accessible and surprisingly versatile.
Okay, so let's lay out what we've got here. We're going deep into articles, guides, even some documentation on financial modeling. And I've got to say, it's clear that Excel is packed with hidden superpowers.
For sure. We're going to explore how these superpowers can streamline your workflow. We'll see how they can automate those tedious tasks. And most importantly, how they can help you uncover insights from your data that you might have otherwise missed.
I love this, the uncovering hidden insights. That's exactly what I'm hoping to achieve. So where should we begin?
Well, before we unleash the full potential of Excel, let's lay the groundwork first. Financial modeling is a great place to start. Especially since it seems like you're interested in making more data-driven decisions.
Financial modeling sounds a bit intimidating, to be honest. Is that something I can actually handle in Excel?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You absolutely can. Think of it as creating a structured representation of your financial data. It's used for everything from assessing investments and forecasting future performance to budgeting and even risk analysis.
So it's like building a virtual map of your finances, and that map helps you make smarter decisions.
Exactly. And Excel is the perfect tool to create that map. A typical financial model has three key components. You've got your inputs, your calculations, and your outputs. Inputs are things like your assumptions about the future and your historical data. Mm-hmm. Calculations are the formulas that process that data. And outputs are the results you want to see. Those are presented in a clear and understandable way, like charts, tables, reports, that sort of thing.
I've definitely built my fair share of spreadsheets with calculations and charts, but I've always worried about errors, you know, especially with manual data entry. It's so easy to make a mistake.
That's a valid concern. Manual spreadsheets can be incredibly error-prone, but that's where Excel for Microsoft 365 really shines. It has a whole bunch of advanced features specifically designed to improve accuracy and efficiency.
Okay, now we're talking WeFill. Tell me more about these advanced features.
Well, one game changer is Power Query. Think of it as Excel's built-in data cleaning and transformation tool. It can pull data from all sorts of sources, clean it up, reshape it, and merge it all together. And you don't need to be a coding expert to do it.
That sounds incredibly useful. Can you give me a real-world example of how I might use Power Query?
Sure. Imagine you have sales data, but it's scattered across multiple spreadsheets, maybe even different file formats. With Power Query, you can pull all that data into a single consistent data set. And you can do that with just a few clicks. No more tedious copy-pasting or manual cleanup.
That would be a lifesaver. I'm already starting to see how these advanced features can save me so much time and headaches. What else is in Excel's data analysis toolkit?
Another powerful feature is data tables. These allow you to perform what-if analysis, which is super important for making informed decisions.
What-if analysis. So I can basically play out different scenarios and see the impact on my data.
Precisely. Let's say you're thinking about taking out a loan. With data tables, you can quickly calculate how different interest rates and loan terms would affect your monthly payments. You can see all the possible outcomes side by side. This makes it much easier to choose the best option for you.
Okay, I'm sold. Data tables sound like a must-have for anyone dealing with financial decisions. Are there any other features that can help me analyze my data quickly?
Definitely. Advanced filters are fantastic for finding exactly what you need, especially in a large data set. So instead of manually scrolling through rows and rows of data, you can use filters to instantly pinpoint the information that meets your specific criteria.
So it's like having a superpowered search function within Excel.
Exactly. Imagine you have a massive customer database. With advanced filters, you can instantly filter that database. You can filter it to show only customers in a certain region with a specific purchase history, or any other combination of criteria that you define. It saves so much time and helps you zero in on the most relevant data.
So we've got Power Query for cleaning and transforming data, data tables for what-if analysis, and advanced filters for pinpointing specific information. These are some seriously impressive features.
And we've only just scratched the surface. Excel has an incredibly rich set of tools for analyzing data, and there's so much more to explore.
I'm ready to dive deeper. What else can Excel do?
Yeah.
So much power already, and we haven't even gotten to automation yet. In the last part, we talked about some really cool data analysis features like Power Query and data tables. But I'm really interested to learn how automation can take things to the next level. I mean, how much time can we really save here?
Well, think of automation as having a personal assistant for all your data tasks. It's about reducing those errors, saving you tons of time, and freeing you up to do more strategic work. That's the power of automation in Excel.
Okay, that sounds almost too good to be true. You know, I'm used to spending hours on these repetitive tasks. So the idea of automating them is incredibly appealing. But what does automation in Excel actually look like?
Well, it can range from simple things like using macros to automate those repetitive tasks to more sophisticated solutions using VBA or even Python. It's like having a spectrum of efficiency at your fingertips.
So on one end, we have macros for, let's say, automating a weekly report. You know, the kind that requires formatting calculations and maybe some charting. Instead of doing all those steps manually every week, a macro can just handle it with a single click.
Exactly. Macros are a fantastic way to start with automation. They're relatively easy to create and can save you a huge amount of time. But what if you need to automate more complex workflows? That's where VBA comes in.
VBA, or Visual Basic, for applications. That sounds a bit more intimidating. Is that something I need to be a programmer to use?
Not necessarily. While VBA is technically a programming language, it's integrated right into Excel, which makes it way more approachable than you might think. It basically allows you to create much more powerful and customized automation solutions.
Okay, so if macros are like automating a single recipe, VBA is like having the freedom to create your own gourmet meals.
Exactly. With VBA, you can automate really complex workflows, build custom functions, you can even interact with other applications. For example, let's say you need to pull data from a bunch of different sources, then apply some specific calculations, and finally generate a custom report. VBA can handle all those steps automatically, freeing you from all that manual work.
Wow, that really is a whole other level of automation. But I have to admit, I'm not very comfortable with coding. Are there any other options for automation that might be more beginner-friendly?
Absolutely. One of the most exciting developments in Excel is its integration with Python. Python is known for being super user-friendly, and now you can leverage its power directly within Excel.
Wait, Python and Excel? That sounds amazing, but how does that actually work?
It's like having a supercharged engine under the hood of Excel. Python has all these extensive libraries that let you do things that were previously either impossible or very complex in Excel alone. For example, you can use Python for web scraping.
Web scraping, what's that?
Okay, so if imagine you need to gather some data from a website, maybe it's product prices or competitor information, instead of manually copying and pasting all that data, you can use Python in Excel to automate the entire process. Python will go out, grab the data you need, and bring it right into your spreadsheet.
That's incredible. So we've got macros for those simple tasks, VBA for more complex workflows, and now Python for even more advanced automation and integration with all these external data sources. It's amazing how much flexibility Excel offers. But I'm curious what happens once we've done all this analysis and automation in Excel. Where does the data go from there?
That's a great question. Excel isn't just an island of data. It can actually be a really powerful engine for analysis. You can feed the results into other tools for visualization reporting or even further analysis with more specialized platforms.
So it's like Excel is the launch pad for our data journey. We can start there, prepare our data, and then send it off to other destinations for further exploration.
Exactly. One common destination is data visualization. While Excel has some charting capabilities, for more dynamic and interactive visuals, Power BI is a fantastic option.
I've heard of Power BI. It's known for creating really beautiful dashboards and interactive reports.
Precisely. You can connect your Excel data to Power BI seamlessly. Then you can create stunning visualizations that truly bring your insights to life. Think interactive charts, maps, and dashboards that let you explore your data in ways you never thought possible.
That does sound amazing, but I have to admit, the thought of learning another tool can be a little daunting. I'm starting to feel like there's so much to learn.
I understand. But the good news is that Excel can also work with even more powerful platforms, you know, for those larger data sets and more specialized analysis. For example, you can connect your Excel data to Azure Databricks.
Azure Databricks?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a platform for big data and machine learning? I never imagined Excel could play in that league.
It's a testament to Excel's versatility. You can use Excel to analyze and prepare your data, and then send it off to Azure Databricks for that more advanced processing.
This is blowing my mind. I'm really starting to see Excel in a whole new light, not just as a spreadsheet tool,
mm-hmm.
but as a powerful data analysis engine that can connect to all sorts of other platforms. It's like this whole hidden world of data analysis has just opened up to me.
That's exactly what we hope to achieve. It's about understanding that Excel is much more than meets the eye. It's a flexible tool that you can tailor to your specific needs, and it can even play a key role in a much broader data ecosystem.
This deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening. I'm so excited to explore all these possibilities and see what I can achieve with Excel. But before we wrap up, there's one more area I'm curious about. Custom functions. Tell me, can you really customize Excel to that level?
Absolutely. Custom functions are one of the most exciting and powerful aspects of Excel. We'll delve into that in the next part, and I guarantee you'll be amazed at what you can do.
We've explored so much already, from Power Query to VBA and even Python integration in Excel. Now, I'm really curious about custom functions. Is it really possible to customize Excel to that level? That almost sounds like magic.
It is one of the most powerful features of Excel. You're not limited to those built-in functions. You can create your own tailored to exactly what you need. It's like you're teaching Excel new tricks.
Okay, that sounds incredible, but I'm not a programmer. Can I really create custom functions?
Absolutely. You absolutely can. One of the simplest ways to do it is using Lambda functions. Think of them as like building blocks for your own Excel formulas, and you don't need any complex coding.
So instead of using those pre-built formulas, I can create my own shortcuts and commands that make Excel work exactly how I want it to.
Precisely. Imagine you need to convert Fahrenheit to Celsius all the time. Instead of typing out that whole conversion formula every single time, you can just create a Lambda function, name it to Celsius, and then use it like any other Excel function.
Wow, so I could just type to Celsius temperature, and Excel would instantly do the conversion for me.
Exactly. Lambda functions are super versatile. You can use them for all kinds of calculations and data manipulation tasks, which just makes your work so much more efficient.
It's like having a personal Excel assistant to handle those tedious calculations for me. But what if I need to create even more complex functions? Something beyond what Lambda functions can handle.
Well, for those more advanced scenarios, VBA and Python are your go-to options. With VBA, you can build some seriously powerful custom functions with a lot of flexibility. And then Python's integration with Excel gives you access to all its amazing libraries. You can create functions that do things Excel couldn't handle on its own.
This is amazing. There's so much power hidden within Excel. This deep dive has totally changed how I see this tool. I can't wait to put all this knowledge to work.
That's what it's all about, giving you the knowledge and the tools to unlock the full potential of Excel. We've gone from data cleaning and transformation to automation and now custom functions. It's clear that Excel is so much more than just a basic spreadsheet program.
I'm seeing it now as a real data analysis powerhouse, this versatile tool that can connect to other platforms and be customized to handle almost any task I can imagine. It's really inspiring.
This deep dive was just the beginning. There's a whole world of data analysis possibilities within Excel waiting to be explored. Just stay curious and never stop learning. Who knows what other hidden gems you might uncover?
That's a great point. Thank you so much for joining me on this incredible journey. We really went deep into the world of advanced data analysis in Excel. Until next time, keep exploring and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Who knows, you might just discover some hidden superpowers of your own along the way. Thank you.